This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. It's a hold your breath kind of day. Hold on to your butts, as Samuel Jackson would say. We've got game six tonight from San Francisco, 9 o'clock tip. Of course, you can hear it all right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jessica Benson going to bring on the pregame at 8:30. Eric Hasseltine on the call at 9, and hopefully it will be another glorious call for Eric Hasseltine and a win on the road. You were not able to do that when this series shifted to San Francisco earlier. Hopefully success will be a little bit easier to find this time around, because again, man, you just think about it. If the Grizzlies could force a game seven on Monday back here in Memphis at FedEx Forum, oh man, all bets are off at that point. It's anybody's series at this point. It really truly is. We will talk about that, break it all down. Again, it's a late start, but we're going to be ready. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, without further ado, I think all of us are waiting on that speech.
Well, you can't just get into it like that, man. We have to set up the show. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on this thing. I mean, the magic is...
The pressure is all on you, brother. At some point, I was going to stop talking, and it was going to be on you.
The pressure has never been greater.
Well, and it's continued to build.
And the magic of these words are, the magic is under great duress, because this is it. I mean, this is the season tonight. They come back for a game seven in Memphis. We feel like we are going to be playing on into the Western Conference Finals. Against, who knows? Could it be Dallas? Could it be Phoenix? They're going to a game seven. So there is great pressure, stress, however you want to say it. I think everybody's feeling that, right? Anxiety, and that's natural, right? That is the human emotion. That is the human condition. And so I have prepared a speech, of course. We'll get into that here in just a minute. I have had so many speeches for you all, and at some point, like any great comedian, you just run out of material. I have not.
Oh, you got to have
more. Don't worry.
There's more.
But, it's like Memphis Madness. It's hard to top. It becomes hard to top when you do it so often.
Right.
But I want to do it because it has clearly meant something to you all. It has clearly meant something to this team.
Right.
5-0 when this speech, this poem comes over the air. So we are not going to mess with what works. We're going to do that here in just a minute. Jay Williams is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the game tonight. Some other great series going on. Want to give a congratulations to my Heat boys. They handled business last night.
Yeah.
Closed out Philadelphia at their place in embarrassing fashion. Don't let the final score fool you. Philly quit.
James Harden in particular.
Yeah, James, dude, there was a sequence where Jimmy Butler got up like a heave there late in the shot clock. Ball bounced off the rim to the corner, right over James Harden's head, and Jimmy got his own rebound, man. And that was when I was like, this guy really does. Like, we joke about him not caring. Like, this man really does not care.
He's trying to get Doc fired.
Well, he might succeed.
It's been very evident.
Getting clothes out on your home floor is embarrassing.
Again, but firing Doc ain't the fix here. That's the problem. That's going to be the problem for Philly going forward.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen.
But see, that's the difference between the culture in Philly and the culture in Memphis. In Memphis, they come back for a closing opportunity in game five, no Ja, and they say, hell no, you ain't doing that to us. Mm-hmm. It ain't happening. And they close the door pretty much immediately. Philadelphia just never, once third quarter started, it was a wrap. It was just a wrap. Like, there's not a belief. There's not a fiber with that team.
He took two shots in the second half. He wasn't trying to win, James Harden.
Terrible. Like, terrible.
Embiid and Maxey playing, and Tobias all playing by themselves.
No urgency. Tyrese Maxey was, you know, he cared.
Dude's up there pounding the ball into the court, you know, not taking shots.
But that was a game that Miami just wanted more than they did, and that's why they were able to win. So we'll get into all that with Jay Williams, get his thoughts on Grizzlies. Boston, Milwaukee, game six tonight. Milwaukee can close it out at their home gym.
Yep.
You think they do it?
I think you could hear it in Scal's voice yesterday. He realized how important losing, you know, that last game was. And the way Milwaukee stole it there at the end with Drew Holiday making the play. They literally stole it you. You had controlled that game.
Yep.
It feels like closing time.
For
Milwaukee. But doesn't it need to be, too? I mean, Miami's already moved on. You don't need to waste too much time here. And that's a series that would certainly take some things out of you going to a seventh game. So I would think Milwaukee, although we've seen road teams can win in this series, I would think Milwaukee closes out tonight. That's how I feel.
Yeah, so... we will get into all that with Jay Williams at 1:25. So that is the show today. The speech is 5-0. Let's get to it, man. And this is, like we said, this is the highest stakes, you know, really of them all. Because I don't think we ever really believed that the Grizzlies would get closed out on their home floor. That's just not who they've been. They have been a team that's always represented and always held up well.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8.5-point underdogs tonight. On the road, after they absolutely embarrassed Golden State. So, this is the most important speech yet, and I'm going to keep it as simple as I possibly can, because this is not one that requires great elaboration. Before I go any further, I want to let everybody in this room know that if this is where it has to end, you should be proud. You have fought with integrity. You have fought with valor. You have fought in a way that embodies the very community that you represent. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
But I also want you to know this. That same community, that same city, they don't think it has to end right here. They don't think it does end right here. To prolong our lives in this series and in this postseason, sure, we're going to need some luck. But what is luck? If not the juncture where hard work meets opportunity. And who has worked harder than we have? Who deserves the opportunity more than we do?
No.
Men, we are one step closer to becoming who we were always destined to be. So I urge you, I plead with you, I ask you, let's go back to the earliest beginnings, the origins of where this all began 11 years ago. Believe Memphis. We're going to need it. We're going to need that belief, and that is the only thing that separates us from Monday. Excuse me, it'd be Monday. See you Monday. Belief is the only thing that separates us from tonight and Monday. Let's have more than they do.
Y'all keep saying that music from Halo. Is that not in Shawshank Redemption or something, too?
I don't know.
Because I get goosebumps when I hear it.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, man.
Then with your words, man.
Yeah. Well, you like how I went back to the origins, bro? Like, I really took this thing back, like, comic book style, bro.
Yeah, I like how you went back to belief.
Like, there's some real lore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of that's like...
I think people were moved.
Some of that's like just radio talk, as Lionel would say. But some of that I do believe is true. I mean, yes, you're going to have to execute more than they do tonight. You're going to have some luck. Like, you're going to have to depend on them making some silly turnovers like they've done throughout the series.
They've averaged 19.
But, I mean, you got to believe you can get this thing back to Memphis. I think they do. I think they should. I don't think there's any reason for them not to believe that. What have they not shown in the last two games without Ja that would make them think they couldn't, would be my contention. You just beat the crap out of them. And so I really do think, like, sometimes it's overrated. Sometimes, like, for example, let's take what happened in the Minnesota series. Grizzlies come back down. I don't remember what the deficit was, right? They go on that 50-16 run there at the end of the game, and they, just like Milwaukee stole the game from Boston, the Grizzlies stole the game from Minnesota. And we said, well, how do you come back from that? At least I was saying that. How do you bounce back from that?
Right.
And they did. Like, Minnesota won the next game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been done. It's been, like, Boston could win the game tonight. Who knows? But I think especially with a team where you're already down your star player, like, you have to have things like that to keep – sometimes you go into a game where you feel like, all right, dead man walking. That is not how the Grizzlies should be feeling tonight, and it's not how they are feeling tonight. I think the line is disrespectful, like we talked about. I just think it's way too inflated, especially without Steve Kerr. They have some advantages, man. It's like, we talk about luck. Steve Kerr not coaching is a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
They look different with Mike Brown coaching. Now, I don't know why. I don't know what's happening or not happening. But they look different. They do not look as crisp, and the adjustments have not been made as they usually might be.
Well, you wonder, too, about the moments there in clutch time when you don't have that voice that you're so used to hearing through those times, right? I mean, Mike Brown is – they've heard his voice in those moments before. We said he was 11-0 or whatever it was in 2017 when he was stepping in to fill in for Kerr. So he's done this before, but again – and let's be real, with what the Grizzlies have found in terms of that, you know, finally getting Steven Adams in there, this domination inside, you finally out-rebound him in the last game, you know, what you figured out there, there's every reason to believe this could be another close one, because the Grizzlies have an advantage that you got to believe that they're going to hammer tonight.
Yep.
There's a lot of reasons to believe this will be close. So in those moments, when it's Mike Brown rather than Steve Kerr, does that voice matter?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd probably say it would. It would matter. So I think it's there more so than anything else. Now, John, they come out and hit every shot to open the first, you know, try to blow the doors off you. Mike Brown, Steve Kerr, ain't gonna matter.
No, exactly.
But if it's close there in the end, I think that's where not having Steve Kerr here, rest of series, isn't that the news? They expect him out for the rest. That might matter for you.
Well, yeah, I think it has. I think it does. And I think you just have to go down the list here. Is like your instinct, and maybe the average person's instinct, is to say, oh, no Ja Morant, Golden State at home. This is it. This is going to be it for the Grizzlies. But if you go down the list, the Grizzlies have identified several advantages that there's no reason that they can't keep going back to. Jaren has met the moment every single game since Ja has been out. Steven Adams has made a tangible impact in this series on the interior, not just on the glass, but just being there, right? Like, those guys don't want to come in there and get pummeled by Steven Adams. Taylor Jenkins finished second in Coach of the Year voting. I mean, that matters. Like, you have a good coach. You have a team that believes. Tyus Jones has played much better since Ja Morant went out. He was not playing very well.
And when they needed it, too.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I know this is going back to Golden State, and I know that, like, the line, like, home court advantage in these playoffs has pretty much meant 4 to 4.5 points. It has been strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Grizzlies are going to have to channel, like, you just have not seen a lot of it. Yeah, Heat did it last night, and Milwaukee did it in Boston. But that series kind of been going that way. Boston won in Milwaukee. Milwaukee won game one. Like, teams have been winning on each other's home floor in that series for whatever reason. But if you just take the second round in total, it has not been happening that much. So the Grizzlies are going to have to do something that they're going to have to buck the trend. They're going to have to fight against the trend and do something that a lot of teams have not been able to do in this postseason. But I firmly believe that this is going to be a game. The Grizzlies are going to have a say tonight. They are going to be in the, like, they're not getting blown out. That is not who they are. I just don't see that. I don't think Golden State has historically proven in this series they can shoot the ball well enough. Jordan Poole, they have done a great job of taking him out.
Just three last game, that was huge.
So if you really are able to key in, Steph's going to do what Steph does. He takes circus shots. A lot of times they go in. It is what it is.
He's shooting 42% for this series, basically, and 32 from three. You're doing a good job.
You're as good a job as you can do.
It's not, and even in the games that they won out there where he averaged the 31, it was 32 and 30 in the two games out there. He was 6 of 22 from three. You are doing a lot of it. We've just said, hey, they're missing shots that they normally hit. let's be real, too. The Grizzlies have done a fantastic job on Steph. There's no question about it. Like those numbers have come down. He shot 50% and from the field and 40% against Denver in the last series. Memphis has done a good job on him. There's reason to believe you can continue to do that. Again, to keep Steph from going off for 40.
Right.
Because you have been successful in defending him.
Yep.
That's not shutting him down. You're not.
Yep.
But in terms of trying to contain
exactly.
him. Because, John, the pressure, ultimately, for Golden, and it's all on them.
Yep.
Is going to be on Steph and Klay to make shots.
Yeah, 100%.
Because Draymond's not going to do it for you, John.
Yep.
All they're saying out there is that their biggest adjustment is just go back to the lineup of death, go back small, and just outrun this team. Well, guys, if Draymond's not a factor offensively, what does that allow Stephen Adams to do? Back off.
And he's going to.
And that's what he's done.
And he should.
And that makes it easier for the Grizzlies against this, quote, lineup of death. Bring it out.
No, bring
again,
it out.
That, you have an advantage, and that's pounding this team inside. I don't think that lineup of death, particularly if Klay and Steph aren't making shots, it won't hold up
yep.
against what you've got. We said it yesterday. We've said it all week. You proved it last. You're the bigger, stronger, more physical team, more athletic, younger. Act like it tonight. I think it's going to take you a long way, probably end up in a you know, in a tight one where you've got a chance to win on the road. That's all you can ask for there at the end is having a chance. I don't think they get blown out either, John.
The Warriors have played 10 games in the postseason. I've watched every single one of them. Only three of those 10 have they resembled anything close to the old Warriors. The other seven have been absolute dogfights. Everything has been hard. Their offense has been methodical. Like Denver made them work. Denver in their closeout game mm-hmm. last series only lost the game by 4. They were winning up until the fourth quarter, right? And that's Denver. All they have is Jokic. They don't really have much else. I love our man Will Barton, but like it's tough. It's tough. The Grizzlies are better than the Nuggets. The Grizzlies have they've gotten used to this without Ja. They played a lot, you know, however many 25, 26 games in the yes. regular season. This is not new.
20-5 is 25 in the regular
yeah,
season.
This is not new to them. They are very much comfortable with this arrangement.
Well, here's the other thing. When they've gone small, one of the guys that's helped them a lot is Otto Porter, and he's listed
really
as questionable
do.
For tonight.
I really you know, think that's going to be huge.
Unlike Draymond, Otto can step back there and knock down some shots,
yep.
and he was big for them out there. With him questionable with that foot soreness, you got to think he's not at least going to be the same guy if they go ahead and run him out there. They're losing options
yep.
at a time, right, where for the most part, say for Ja, I mean, even Desmond Bane has looked healthier from
absolutely.
That back of late. Where it feels like you're getting healthier again, set aside Ja. So you take that option out too.
Yep.
He's been so instrumental in their ability to go small, and it's just Wiggins that's trying to do all the ball tapping and knocking down some shots. You know, again, there it puts. I go back to my point. It puts all of the pressure on Steph and on Klay to make shots tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of whether the Grizzlies keep this game close. I just don't. I really believe this is going to be a close game. The question is, can they win it? Can they do enough?
Can you win a close one? Because that's where Golden State
right.
has been better than
right.
you. And it's where, frankly,
you couldn't do it in game four, right?
You did it against Minnesota. They're
yes.
a little bit they're more adept at it.
No, I mean look, that's the
what
challenge.
They do.
That's the challenge for you. But, yeah, like I know it sounds silly for us to be spending as much time as we are on Otto Porter. Game one, 8 boards. Game two, 9 boards.
No, it doesn't. Dude, it's huge. He's been huge for them this series.
Game four, he was the only dude making threes for them. He
yes.
was 4 of 6 from 3. You know, so he is a real
that's
weapon
a huge
for
loss
them.
If he can't go tonight.
And so I think that's another break, right? No Kerr, perhaps no Otto Porter. They're not very deep. There's not a deep team. They bring him, Jordan Poole.
They don't want to go to Bielitsa. They don't want to have to do that.
Bielitsa wasn't a factor until Porter got hurt. So they were only playing 7-8 deep.
They don't want to have to go to him, man. I'm telling you.
So I really do. I mean, I think the Grizzlies, they have the advantage in that piece of it. Klay has not really shown up much in this series or in this postseason, to be quite honest. So it's going to come down to, is Steph going to make, and Jordan Poole. Like,
Jordan's in there, too. It's Steph, Jordan, and Klay.
If Jordan Poole gets off, you're going to have a hard time. If you can continue to limit him like you've done a good job of, and you basically make it all about Steph, then I really do. I think you're going to have a chance to win this game. And Dylan's done a good job of that. So, look, I really do. I think if you're rolling around Memphis today, like you should have your chest out because you are going to have a chance in this game. You're going to have a say in this game. And the Grizzlies are a team that will play with desperation. Well, the Warriors, I haven't seen it. I have not seen it.
Well, they better today.
I mean, I just
there's no more joking around and whoop that trick stuff today. I bet you that. It's going to be an all business type step because
we've waited.
I think doubts crept in on that side. It's we better handle them. We got to go back for game seven. We might be toast. I think they're looking at it like that.
Yeah.
You're going to see some urgency. Weather the storm early.
If it's there, we're going to see it.
And hopefully a few of those shots miss and go the Grizzlies' way. You know, you'd like a couple of balls. That always helps, too, and they bounce your way. That'd be nice tonight on the road. Didn't feel like you got much of that out there.
All right, here's what we're going to do. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. I have given you my words. I have put my words on the line. I would really hate, Jason, for my only losing speech to be the last one.
I realized when I was talking about this with Jeff, he brought it up in our hit this morning about how successful you've been. So you get us today to 6-0. It comes back for a game 7. We're looking to go to 7-0.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday, not a Sunday.
It would be on a Monday. You could give us the 7-0 speech in game 7.
Yes.
Look how the stars are aligning here.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. The words are too magical and powerful.
Y'all keep playing that Shawshank Redemption music. Tell me that's Halo music. That's something
from Star. Halo,
that's
bro.
Shawshank.
I don't understand.
What's my dude? That's when Morgan Freeman is free. You know, once he gets out there, he goes finds Andy in the boat. Uh-huh. Aren't they playing that song then? That's why I feel it so much.
This is Halo.
Because Morgan's on the beach. He's free.
It can be whatever you want it to be, man. That's the beauty of this. All right?
Free.
Yeah. Hey, the Grizzlies win tonight.
Oh, man, they don't want to come back here.
They are one step closer to being free.
Free of these fools and moving on to play Dallas.
Dallas?
Man, it feels
like Dallas.
Luka is talking stuff.
If game 7 was in Dallas, I would agree with you. Man, that's a weird series.
I got nothing to lose picking Dallas at this point.
Neither team, Dallas and Phoenix look unbeatable at home.
When they're at home. Yes.
And when they're on the road, they look awful. Mm-hmm.
The chances are Phoenix is going to look
fine. It's a mirror image deal.
But, man, I love Luka talking stuff to Booker and Crowder.
All right, how are we feeling? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Your calls, Memphis, when we get back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
NBA playoffs heating up. Man, it's game 6 around here. It's hot. You can make every game feel like game 7. Hopefully we get there on Monday on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA, because throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay. Each week, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel's got so many ways to play. That's what we love about them. And best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid fast. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JSmith. You'll get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code JSMITH. Always a fun time to come in, and if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA and 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. For restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
I'm Chelsea Messenger, helping you beat the books with BetQL. The Tampa Bay Rays are 4.5 games back of the Yankees in the American League East. Of all the teams with a winning record, they have the worst record against teams that are also above 500. They're 3-6. That may eventually come around to bite the Rays, but not necessarily soon. After their weekend series versus Toronto, only 4 of their next 19 games are against teams above 500.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Party, we call it roofing and renovations. Man, did you like catch that little sneaky storm we had come through today?
Yeah, I did.
That thing woke me up like a cracking. Cracking thunder.
You always sleep so light.
I do. Well, when you have a, you know, toddler in the bed with you, you know, hit you in the face,
smart, yeah.
Getting kicked in the face, but you know, just, you're pretty sensitive to that. And your roof could be sensitive to storm damage, right?
Absolutely.
Notice something's not right, missing shingles, anything of that nature. Our man Chris McCulley is here to help you. He's going to come out, assess the damage, and then work with your insurance company. More than likely, get that roof covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Let me emphasize, no out-of-pocket cost to you. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. Free roofing upgrade.
901-487-7096. It's a great number to have in your phone. Lock it in. Chris McCulley, 901-487-7096. Because, again, whether it's your roof, he certainly took all the stress out of that for John, get you a whole new roof, or renovations that you're hoping to do. Maybe you're hoping to build out that patio in back or that upstairs. Chris McCulley and his team, the people to call. He'll tell you what's right. He'll tell you what you're looking at and give you the best deal on it, I'm sure. That's why you need to call him and lock that number in, 901-487-7096. Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. And you can check out those five-star reviews on Facebook over McCulley Roofing and Renovation.
535-3776-535-ESPN. You've heard what we have to say. What do you think? What are you feeling? What's the mood right now before a potential closeout situation for the Grizzlies tonight? We go to Jawa. Jawa, you're on.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys? How it been? It's been a long time since I think talked to y'all. I just
You been locked up or something? Where you been, man?
Nah, man. This I changed my schedule, man.
Damn.
Locked up right here.
You got to fix that.
I feel good about tonight. I feel like this is the same team. You know, a couple of years ago, they blew a 3-1 lead against LeBron. I think they have an opportunity to do it again. I feel good, but I feel nervous. But anyway, I'm just proud of this team, man. You know, this has been a great ride. But if this is how I feel like what should happen. AJ needs to be the man. Bane needs to be next. Dylan got to know his role. And after that, let's do it, man. Let's bring it back to the M.
Love
let's
it.
Bring it back. Do y'all feel it?
Oh, yeah.
I feel it.
Feel it, dog.
I feel it.
Feel it, big
homie.
Feel
it? All right, let's bring him back to the M.
I saw this.
Y'all have a good day.
Yes,
you
sir.
You too, Joe.
I saw this tweet from Grizz History. On this day in 2011, the number 8-seeded Grizzlies defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 6 of the second round to tie the series at 3 apiece. So, does history repeat itself? Are you in? Are you of that belief that it will matter? What Zach Randolph and Quincy Pondexter, whoever the hell else was on that team at that time.
Damn bit.
We go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on.
Hey, fellas. I guarantee we are going to win tonight, and then we're going to come back and win the series. The reason why? Because Golden State cannot make it in a 7-game war. I think we got the advantage. I think we're going to put our foot on their throat.
Love it, Patrick. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, brother.
He says Golden State cannot make it in a 7-game war.
They're too old.
They are old.
To last.
Bodies will fail them.
They're going to disappear like the Avengers.
Into the ether.
That reference. You
one made. Snap of the finger.
Yes.
Jody, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Yo.
I'm normally calling y'all talking about the Tigers, but we're going to talk about the Grizz today, though.
That's right.
I think they're going to win it, man. If you look at it, every game that we didn't play other than the one where Ja got hurt, we've been winning every game. Like, you can look at it from the beginning to the end, we've been winning. If Dylan Brooks don't shoot us out of the game, we should be okay.
Yeah. Hey, Jody, thanks for the call. So far, so good. So far, like, the confidence is brimming, which, again, I support.
And I don't think Dylan's going to do that to you.
No, I think he's a different guy.
And he looked like it last game.
Yes.
Go to that basket, Dylan.
100%.
At least start there.
We go to JP, who's listening in Texas. JP,
what's
you're
up,
on.
JP?
Yes, sir. I'm over here at TCU. Shout out to former Frog Dez Bane.
Yes, hey, sir.
Good game tonight.
Frogs in the building.
The entire TCU community is behind the Grizzlies because of Dez Bane, and my roommate is a Warriors fan from Oakland, so I'm hoping we get to shut him up tonight.
Yep.
Because the Grizzlies have never lost a Game 6 away from home.
They never lost a Game 5 at home. They never lost a Game 6 away from home. Damn, have the Grizzlies ever lost a playoff series? When did that happen?
Plenty.
Hey, JP, thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate you listening from
but
down
yeah,
there.
The stat was game five. They've never lost a game five at home. They never lost a game six on the road. With the Grizzlies just getting swept? I guess that is what that, or game seven. So, I don't know.
We got some game seven nightmares.
How you want it. We go to Ron. Ron, you're on.
What's going on, fellas? We all right today?
Yes, sir.
Great, great, great. Sounds like it, man. I want to say this, man. Like, I pay attention to a lot. I watch ESPN faithfully every day. I listen to y'all faithfully every day as well.
Appreciate
but
you,
I'm
man.
But I'm disappointed, man. I'm disappointed in y'all, man. I'm disappointed that y'all been easy on Jay. You've been easy on all the national media, man. They ain't gave Memphis a shot. Every time, you know, the Warriors win, man, the Grizzlies win, they look at the Warriors is going to advance past. So they pretty much looked over us, and they're looking towards Golden State and the Suns.
Not Jay, though. Jay actually picked Memphis to beat Golden State. He's got Memphis in this series to win.
No, they got Memphis as long as Memphis wins. But the national media jumped off the wagon. As soon as Golden State won their first game, they jumped off the wagon. They said it's over with. And then when Golden State went up 3-1, they pretty much said we done.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just paying attention to how the tables are turning.
Yep.
And they still don't have Memphis a chance to win. They still pretty much saying that Golden State's going to kill it in game six, which I don't understand how they can say that because all year we've been winning the same way. We too deep. We're the deepest team in the NBA, I feel. I don't even think the Suns have a chance to get us as far as if everybody is on the same page and clicking, man, I don't think no team in the West can compete with us. Now, we get to the East. That's a different beast because you got Miami.
That's right.
And you got Milwaukee. Correct.
We like it that way though.
Hey,
we
Ron,
like Memphis versus everybody. We'll appreciate the call.
We'll address this with Jay, who joins us at 1:25 a little bit later in the show.
He got two Tom Ford suits riding on the Grizzlies.
Tony, you're on.
What's going on, guys?
Yo, brother.
Yeah, we got this game tonight.
Yep.
I think we're gonna win this game. I think game seven gonna be anybody's baby, but you know, the momentum will definitely be with the Grizzlies. So, you know, the thing that worried me is that at that point, Golden State had 2 days rest. But, you know, they got some banged-up players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Desmond Bane is getting a little bit healthier. And
you
ain't seen Dillon just get off yet in the playoffs at all. So, you know, I think that's our favor right there. So, but, John, I'm glad you gave a pretty good speech today. I think those things kind of motivate the fan base out here.
Yes.
And it just brings about good karma. Now, you know, I know Jason kind of scolded me the other day saying that your speeches don't have a damn thing to do with the Grizzlies winning. But I'm telling Jason different, that your karma, that good energy that feeds out this city.
Might be.
It helps get the Grizzlies over the top. I mean, Jason, it's just like you at a home game. And you ain't going to tell me the fans don't make a difference. The calls ain't different
sure
from the
do.
Referee.
Sure they do. But John ain't making no difference out when it's out in Golden State.
He can.
Well, we about to find out, ain't we, Tony?
Hey, man, look, karma is a mother. Let me tell you something. As long as the refs let the Grizzlies keep getting physical and they calling it like it's 1990 basketball, the Grizzlies got every opportunity
I'm with you there.
To win this game. And to Steph Curry out there, we going to whoop you, little trick. Take care.
Hey, Tony, thanks for the call.
But now, y'all know them refs ain't giving you nothing tonight. If you blow on Golden State tonight, I guarantee you they're calling foul.
I saw this tweet from Drew Hill, which I found interesting. Grizzlies 39-16 with a day off this season. Warriors were 32-22. So, you know, again, that is a pretty striking difference there. We'll see if it matters tonight. We go to Darrison. Darrison, you're on.
Yeah, so I know it's kind of cliche at this point, but what – 20-5 without Jaw. It's not like we're Dallas without Luka. You know, we've been proven to win, and like one of the last callers says, we're one of the deepest teams in the league.
Yes.
And Golden State has yet to shoot great this series.
Mm-hmm.
They've shot maybe great one game, but if you're telling me one game, two game, three game, maybe it's starting to be a pattern that they're just not Clay and Steph just aren't with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the stat that we've been winning 95 of the last 96 minutes? Unfortunately, that last minute just happened to decide the game.
Yep.
But it's not like we're Dallas without Luka. I mean, we're deep, you know, put Steven Adams in, Brandon Clark, and out-rebound him, and Clay and Steph just don't have it anymore.
Hopefully it stays that way. Appreciate the call, brother.
If there's a desperate effort, we're getting it tonight. We shall see. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to who we have here.
Let's see. I dropped my line. I got line one. Sorry about that.
Okay, 535-3776-535-ESPN. You want to get in your thoughts here on the Grizzlies? Yeah, again, there was confidence, for was it Game Five?
Mm-hmm.
There was confidence from folks on Game Five, and again, like it's not misplaced. I really don't believe. Like sometimes I feel like fans just believe their team's going to win every game no matter what, and sometimes it's misplaced. I don't think it is. I think you should feel like the Grizzlies can win this game and keep it close because they have proven that they are as good or maybe even better when Ja's in the lineup. If the Grizzlies would have had their dudes the whole time, this is it's a different conversation, a different universe.
It really is.
And we're talking about a Western Conference Finals appearance. We'll see. Might still be. We go to Jordan. Jordan in Nashville, you're on.
John, Jason, how are y'all?
What's up, brother?
Man, I appreciate y'all talking about the Otto Porter possibility of being out. I think that's huge for Jaren Jackson. They've only got one guy that can stick dude right now, and that's Draymond. So if we get matchups with Jaren on anybody that's not Draymond, he's killing them boys right now. So I love that. But bigger picture, I'm from the city, but I'm not in the city. Man, this Grizzlies team has so much support outside of just Memphis now, and I just wanted to get that out in the ether that Nashville's riding with Memphis. I've got buddies up here talking about, man, we going to win, we going to do this, we going to do that. But we all know, being from Memphis, that's not typically the case. So I like Memphis tonight. I like Jaren over. I think Jaren goes for 30, and I think this is, to touch on what a caller said earlier, I think this is the Dylan Brooks game. I think Dylan's going to have one of those Utah last year games, and we're going to pull this out and get back to Memphis.
Be a hell of a time to do it.
I like that energy.
Jordan, thanks for the call.
Emanating from Nashville.
You like that?
I like that energy.
You embrace the love in Nashville?
Yeah.
You want it? See, you seek it?
I understand hating Titans if you're here because of the history and with
Absolutely.
Memphis. But that's not the case.
Right. We didn't take their team.
100%.
Yeah.
So if you you figure with the Ja effect, people going to jump on either way. So come on, we got room. We got room on the bandwagon.
Let's go to Rick. Rick and Raleigh, you're on.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Yo.
What's up, bro?
Hey, look, I want to take you guys real quick back down memory lane. Y'all remember back in early part of the season, we was talking about selling the farm to get the brown guy from Boston. I called in with you guys and said, hey, man, let's not do that. We got talent. Let's see how far our young team can go. Let's ride our young horses that we have. We didn't do it. Look at what happened. My vision right now is that we're going to win tonight. We're going to win Sunday. Dallas is going to be Phoenix, and we're going to have home court advantage in the Western Conference Final. How about that for that young team?
That would be a beautiful thing.
Love it, Rick. Now, I will say
it would be a beautiful thing.
I would still love to have Jalen Brown on this team. He's also still playing, and he's been great. Did you see what he did in the third quarter of that game?
You didn't need to go there.
I'm just saying.
We don't have to disparage Jalen Brown. I'm just saying.
But yes, team has been great.
Things have played out well.
Mike, you're on.
Hey, I'm just calling to say I don't know if you guys are too familiar with the referee that they call Gucci, James Williams,
yes.
I think his name is.
Yeah, from Memphis, right?
He's actually born here in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Is he on the call? Is he on the assignment tonight?
Yeah, he is. And Scott Foster's on the books game.
Yes.
But I think the Grizz will win outright, possibly, maybe. Hopefully.
Okay. All right, Mike. Appreciate that.
Not very confident.
Possibly, maybe, perhaps. Could be. I understand it, though. Like, I get it.
We're going to get that Memphis whistle tonight?
I don't
That's
know.
Happening.
I don't know.
They've been told what to do here.
Yeah, I'm not depending on
you
it. Like,
Golden.
Milwaukee
you
is going to depend on it tonight.
Golden
Milwaukee.
Stayed on through for the ratings.
We go to Ashton. Ashton, you're on.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's
How
up,
y'all
brother?
Doing?
What's up,
All
man?
Good, man.
Man, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I've been a season ticket holder this year, and one thing that I have noticed that I think rings true tonight especially, if Tripp comes out with that dog mentality, that beast mentality, they have no answer for him. I've watched it time and time again this series. When he gets in the post, Wiggins ends up somehow switching over, and Jaren just absolutely abuses him.
Yep.
The other X factor for me is going to be Zaire. Zaire has come in. He's locked in so much more over the course of the season. he seems to be taking better and better shots, and I think he's a real X factor for us. Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it.
All good. Yeah, I am sad that we did not hear from our staple, Joe.
Zaire Williams.
I'm hoping Joe's okay.
I think Joe's fine. I think maybe there's a possibility Joe's just locked in, like zero dark 30. You know, he's not no contact with the outside world right now. Mm-hmm. You know,
we have not sent up the call signal though, and Joe come through.
Well, no, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it feels a little weird, but that's okay though. Still feeling, you know, you don't have Ja, you don't have Joe.
Right. It's like, can we've overcome
this
not
is
having
a deep
Ja.
Team though. As Taylor says, we deep.
Can we overcome not having Joe? That is the question. Is this Joe? This isn't Joe.
Hey,
is
this
is Matt. Matt, we appreciate
Joe,
you too, though.
Doctor's
Matt, you're on.
I was waiting on Joe too, guys.
We're all telling you.
Yeah. Where you at, Joe?
But we love having you, Matt.
We got a little bit more time, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
yep,
sir.
Grizzlies in seven. We were at game six or game five Wednesday night, my son's birthday. We were there last year for his birthday against Dallas. And it was awesome. Got to sit down close, but sitting up high Wednesday night for his birthday, for his 10th birthday, was just as incredible as being there last year. It was awesome. I've never seen the Forum like it was. We've got Golden State shook. There's no doubt about it. They can't handle us. They're not going to be able to do anything tonight. They're not going to be able to do anything in game seven. Grizzlies closing it out in seven.
Hey, Matt, appreciate it. There are some people who do think James Williams is a Memphis fan, so I don't think that's true at all. I don't think that's that's a fact here.
Yeah, I believe they've done it.
Oh, my goodness. Look who it is.
Sitting up that bat saying,
ladies and gentlemen, it's Joe.
We winning tonight, Joe.
What's good, Joe?
Man, I tell you, you're right. I've been in the doghouse, man. I'm just focusing on tonight, man. I mean, this has got to be the one we got to get. If we get this one, man, we roll it, man.
So you've been in the dark like Ja, just preparing.
Just preparing, man. Yes. I heard y'all earlier say Otto Porter, he's not playing?
Questionable.
He's questionable, yeah. If he goes, probably not going to be 100%.
Could be big, Joe.
Yeah, it could be big.
Can we get Zaire Williams in here, too, Joe? Can you get Zaire in here?
Yeah, Zaire has been playing pretty good, man. I'm telling you, man. Like the guy just said, he's been an X factor for us, man. And we really going to need him tonight, man. I just really believe in the Grizzlies, man. I just really, you know, when you just look at this series up and down, the Grizzlies are pretty much a gave games away. And when we beat them, we outplay them every time. So I'm looking forward to tonight, man. I'm just locked in, man. I'm just like everybody else tonight. When they go home, man, everybody going to get prepared for it. And let's go home and, I mean, let's bring this back home to Memphis, man.
Yes, sir. Thank
let's
you,
do
Joe.
It for Joe.
Now
Thank
we
you,
stamped
Joe.
It. Now we made it official.
Now
Joe
it feels
called
official.
In. We have what we need. Joe has called in and asked us about who is going to be in the lineup. So now it really is. It's a tradition unlike any other. Is Otto Porter playing tonight? Joe has asked. Joe uses us like Google, and that's okay.
Man, we love it.
That is totally fine.
Let's stick with it, man.
I like that he thinks that Zaire is the X factor. I mean, then maybe that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's made some big shots. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So, all right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jay Williams is going to join us at 125. We will ask him. You know, what's he think tonight? Is he jumping ship on the Memphis Grizzlies?
Nah.
He'll join us at
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The University of Memphis has a big press conference, right? Mayor Memphis was there. Laird Veach was there. New president was there. And they sort of talked about their plans, right? Construction on the renovations to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
There you go.
Is going to begin after, not this season, next season. And the idea is to have it all done and wrapped up by 2025. You know, I know how these things go, you know. It takes time, although maybe because it's the stadium, the home stadium, there might be a little bit more urgency to get it done. The practice facility, we know, like, there's just, you know, delays happen. Right. We got supply chain issues going on like a mug right now.
Part of the reason why you're not building a new one. I talked about that.
Ideally, you would have this, ready and exactly when it's when it's scheduled to be completed. So, it all sounds good, right? It all sounds really good. The renderings we talked about looked good, and one of the things that we mentioned yesterday on this was, all right, $150 million, $200 million to renovate. Why not just take that and build a new one? Well, Laird Veach said in today's dollars, you know, you're going to need $400 million-plus to do that, among political backlash, right, with the Memphis Tigers being the only tenant in the Liberty Bowl. You know, if you invest enough, you can make something look completely different. You know, like, human beings do it all the time, right? Like, they get all that plastic surgery. They look like different people. So if humans can do it, certainly Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium, a.k.a. Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, can do the same, and really that's all that matters. If it looks like a different stadium and it looks fresh and it looks modern,
right.
Memphis Airport is still the Memphis Airport, but it looks good. I haven't been in it yet, but I've heard, right?
When people see it, it seems like there's a different type of pride about the airport now.
Right, so
compare it to any modern airport anywhere, that's what people tell you, it's just as good as anything out there.
Yeah.
So, big difference.
In the end, that's, you know, it's just about what is the experience like for people?
Now you're getting there.
If people go today, they might say, man, this place feels old to crap, but this place feels like, you know, behind the times. All right, well, if in 2025, when all this stuff is done, and they go and they enjoy it and they feel like it's a great time and they, you know, it's all sleek and, you know, it feels modernized, it won't matter that it's been in existence since 1960, whatever, if it makes people feel good.
My thing, here's my hope. No, you're right, and hopefully it's a brand new experience, and especially on that west side of the stadium where it sounds like they're going to, it's basically, they're going to rebuild everything on that west side of that press box. My hope, John, is they get to the 150 to 200 million. Mm-hmm. I think I had hoped before this press conference that they were a little bit further along just in terms of, I wouldn't say they got all the cash and flush right now,
right.
But just in terms of where it's going to come from, who's going to have what, where we, you know, sort of where right now, what where we feel we're at. It just felt like they're not nearly as close on, it's almost, I mean, that's what they talked about, the next 18 months, how critical this fundraising process will be. I'm hopeful you get to that point, right? So you get what's in the drawings, John. That's the key here.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to get any help from the state. Right now, their concern is the Titans. And hopefully at some point it's the Grizzlies. But it's not the University of Memphis or in helping with the Liberty Bowl or a new on-campus stadium or anything. Mm-hmm. You're not getting any help there. It's going to come back to always your own people, right? Your boosters. That's where it's going to come from. And even the mayor said yesterday, well, how much is the city bringing to the table? We don't know. Because we don't know yet how much you're going to have. Now, we knew you want to be in lockstep. I mean, it's better to be in lockstep with the city at this point than not. Right, and the way you do that is you agree on a joint venture, which essentially this is. You're going to be their main tenant. All right, well, what can you guys do for us?
Yep.
City's pretty strapped. Remember, it's got to do for the Grizzlies too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.